You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charcela.
And I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast. We back again with another fresh and hot episode for you. YouTube, let us talk to y'all first. Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Go ahead and tell us how your day been. What's been going on? What's popping? What's good? Also, hit that notification bell so you be notified every time that we drop a video. As well as go ahead and tap that subscribe button. Because that subscribe button, let us know that y'all want to join our family. Because a lot of y'all like to do the one night stands. Y'all like to fuck us for one night and then don't call us back. Don't do that because it's good over here, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got that way with. But also, you know what I'm saying? Please go ahead and it's an arrow that is right under this video. And the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because y'all family now, I got to tell them how I would tell my family.
How you going to tell them?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on their big dick list, on their good coochie list, on their wop wop list, on their good
the head whole list.
All the fucking list. Share it to all of them. Because tell them about us. You know what I'm saying? And share it to the preacher. Because we know the preacher be getting their good, you know what I'm saying, from all the Usher board. From all the probably
they gonna listen to put it in your prayer request. That exactly. way, he say the Lord has said they're asking that you all go and subscribe to the City Girls Podcast. You know the preachers say do it.
They do it.
Y'all do it.
They do it. So you know what? Autumn list, prayer list. Prayer. You know list. What I'm saying? Yeah. Go ahead and do that. As well as there is links, and even though me and my girl we like them links. You feel me? We like them links. But also, there is links, hyperlinks, that is in our description box. They actually take you over to a podcast platform, but we're on all of them, okay? Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, any podcast platform, we're on all of them, okay? Mm-hmm. As well as go ahead and tap, you know what I'm saying, some of the links, and go ahead and follow us on social media as well, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, okay? Everybody who is listening through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What is it? Yeah. What's up, y'all? Driving in your car and stuff and us with your headphones. Hey, you, what's good? Please go ahead and also hit that subscribe button as well, okay? Now that I have all the business out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode, okay? Because I get the honor. Like, this is not just some, you know what I'm saying, that like, you know, that I'm like, oh, I gotta do it. I love doing it, okay? She didn't even say do it, but I just like doing it because, you know what I'm saying, we say, you know what I'm saying, this your girl Kiki, this your girl Charles. That's basically us introducing ourselves. But I made a point that I wanted to go ahead and introduce her in her own way, okay? So that's why I did it extra, okay? She had already said her name, and I say my name, but fuck all that. Y'all know I gotta give my girl her own introduction. How you doing over here, Ponytail? How you doing, Ponytail?
Living large and charge,
big boy.
No, chilling like a villain. You know
chilling like a villain. Going hard in the paint like Carmelo. You know it. You need that shirt.
Is it hard in a paint, like P-I-N-T, or paint, P-A-I-N-T?
Oh, and I thought about it. It is P-A-I-N-T. Basically, like the paint. I'm because it's the paint, like on the floor. You going hard in the paint, like right there.
Okay. I'm going to ask
you.
Yeah, you ask somebody.
No, when as soon as you said it, because again, when you asked the last time, I was doing something, but now since you said it, it made me remember. Because I'm like,
I'm still getting Bumby coming. Like, is it hard to paint like Carmelo or paint? Because I just really want to know. That's my favorite.
He the one who came up with it?
I'm going hard in the paint like Carmelo when he rapped.
Oh, so he the one came up. Okay,
I don't know if he came up with it, but he rapped.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything is good on my end. You know what I'm saying? Life is life. Mm-hmm. You know, one day at a time. I have no complaints, but how are you? How you been, Mrs.? I'm in them streets no more. What's up?
He got to say it.
I was saying on every one of you motherfuckers.
He got to say it.
What's up? What's
up? Because if people watching this, probably ain't watching last one. You know what I mean?
Well, too bad. They better watch. You got to watch that one to get to this one. Don't be skipping around. Go back. So how you, Mrs.?
I'm doing real good in my soft girl era.
Yeah, it like, shows you're glowing.
Yeah, just loving the fact that, you know what I'm saying, to just be, let me say, I say this all the time. I just like being a woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, for even with the, you know what I'm saying, the man just saying that he go open the door, like, don't get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being honest with you, okay? Nancy's, we brought your shit up. I wasn't even gonna say the shit. But however, like, I had told her, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I was getting his car, and he was like, you know, in my head, because I'm like, nigga, just hear him open the door. You know what I'm saying? This is my first time, you know what I'm saying, we used to go somewhere. And so he was like, if your ass don't wait, like, I'm trying to open the door for you. He was like, I'm like, you know what?
Let me chill.
I'm tripping. Because I'm so used to opening my own doors. I'm so used to, you know what I'm saying, pumping my own gas. I'm so used to doing all this. So it feels great. You know what I'm saying? That a man, you know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, y'all know, with him, I'm not aggressive at fucking all.
Yeah.
At fucking all. Like, when I say soft as hell, all this shit, y'all heard me on this podcast talking, you wouldn't even, in his presence, I'm like just a fucking marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love marshmallows.
Like, they're marshmallow. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I get so fucking, like you said, the Della Reese bitch. It's like, where is she?
Where is Della?
Where is she?
Della, you know where are you?
So, I let me say this. I'm in a stage of having to, like, code switch because I've been single for so long. And then it's like, you know,
Break old habits.
And speaking of that, now it's like, you know, you got to cut off all your, you know.
Cut it out. I mean, oh, well.
Because y'all, listen, y'all family, y'all cousins, and y'all heard me every week talking about, you know what I'm saying, on these streets dating. And so the fact that I got to cut off everybody, well, let me say, I have cut off everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm saying it ain't shit to cut them off. You know what I'm saying? But it's just the fact that, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, what?
So everybody don't be texting and calling me and DMing me and, you know what I'm saying, trying to come get my goods because I got a man. I don't be trying to get it because I can't give it to you no more.
Chancellor's got a man
at home.
I'm sorry that.
She was?
That was together.
Mm.
It's such a shame.
Oh, that she with him?
Your man is playing games.
Bitch.
Nah, listen to that, Wally.
So, yeah, it's, but no, like, real talk, like, I'm enjoying it. Like, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, he's very consistent. The motherfucker's fine. Okay? I just be wanting to just look at him. Like, he just fine.
Look at
that face. Yeah, he's just fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because, you know, like, somebody had, they was doing something on social media. They was asking, like, would you prefer, you know what I'm saying, have the man that's not so attractive but makes you feel great? Or would you want to have the man that is so attractive and don't make you feel as great? And, you know, people was picking and choosing. And I'm like,
is that even up for debate?
Yeah, and so in my head, I don't want neither.
That boy.
I want both of them. I'm not playing. I want the man that's fine as fuck, and the man that's gonna treat me right. Why can't that be both?
Why do we have to choose?
That's why people be settling all the fucking time. Because when they asked that, they was like, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Why would you should want the man that's not so attractive but gonna treat you right? I'm like, no, because him not being attractive for you, he could be attractive for somebody else. So, you know what I'm saying? Let the somebody else who finds him attractive get with him. You know what I'm saying? It's not that he's ugly. He could, you know what I'm saying, be fine for somebody else. Like, somebody could look at my man and be like, he's ugly. And that's fine. I find him fine. You know what I'm saying?
Do what?
Look. She gonna keep me for a minute. But somebody can look at my man and be like, girl, he ugly. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine.
I would somebody look at you and for him to be like, she ugly.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody ain't attracted to everybody, and that's okay.
But yeah.
Like you said, why do you have to settle? Why do you have to compromise? Mm-hmm. I'm on, like you said.
I want both.
The one I'm attracted to and the one that
I'm not
going to
get with you just because you ugly and you treat me right. I'm sorry. Because I'm not going to be satisfied, and I'm not going to get with you because you fine and I treat me right. I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm going to wait. That's why I've been single all this time. Because I'm going to wait until I find the fine one that treat me right. To. And guess what? I found the fine one. They treat me right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I wait. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, like, every time that I came in this podcast and I was telling y'all about my singleness and all the shit that I was going through is because, again, I was filtering out. I have to be attracted to you and you have to treat me right.
Yeah.
I'm not compromising for when they was somebody pick and choose. Bitch, I'm not. I'm not.
Look.
I ain't picking.
It ain't no
bitch,
need.
Bitch, who? Are you what? You no, bitch. I want both. I want both. You know what I'm saying?
I can have both.
Yeah, and I can have both. And I have both. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody could look at, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, look at me and be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Why he with her fat ass? Because he's into fitness and his body is like banging. You know what I'm saying? I just gonna lick them, you know what I'm saying? The six pack. Yeah.
Oh, you know, got a six pack, y'all. And I ain't looking at him out there, but he's very fit.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? And somebody could be like, damn, he with her fat ass is, you know what I'm saying? All the fit boys like us. The ones that be in the gym, they like. You know what I'm saying?
The girls who got a little something. You know,
because it's not just him. Like, all the rest of them was fine. Too. It fit, too.
She ain't talking to no fat boy.
So, they I was fine, too. So, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
I used to want to date a fat boy. So, I'm like, get your big ass in here.
What's your fat ass?
Boy, you shut your big ass up. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing, y'all. But, yeah, for sure. You want to jump into this first topic?
Yes. Yes. So our first topic, we're gonna leave. Which one do you want to go with? Because I know which.
Let's go the first.
Okay. Topic. Okay. So our first topic, we're gonna talk about. Just say like if you are, you know, what I'm saying you're newly dating, and I'm gonna give my stories, whatever. You know, what I'm saying because we both have the fucking stories. That's why I bring this as a topic. Because again, we know that y'all go through it too. Okay.
Yep.
So let's just say that you are, you know, what I'm saying, single, and you just meet this man, right? And, you know, and y'all started conversing, y'all started talking, and, you know what I'm saying, y'all even, you know what I'm saying, possibly trying to get something started, y'all probably had sex and all this stuff, you know, and then, out of the blue, you get a call, and somebody say, hey, I found your name, your number in my man's phone, and I, you know what I'm saying, I'm just calling as a woman, you know what I'm saying, I don't want no drama, but, you know, Tyrone is my man, and I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Now, would you, because you don't know he had a woman, okay? You didn't know. You just conversing with this dude, you know what I'm saying? So do you, A, sing like a fucking bird and tell her? Do you, B, you know what I'm saying, just lie and act like, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever, downplay it. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, we both have been in this situation. What would you do if you just found out that you are the side chick, you know what I'm saying, to a man that you didn't have no idea that he had a main chick? Because, you know, these men out here, they will fucking lie. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
So, she calls. I don't know if he got a girlfriend. She called me because she saw my number or saw text or whatever.
Yeah, now it's our number text. Basically, you talked to this dude. You had no idea he had a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Hey, I'm telling you. Because, mm-hmm. for one, you took that right away from me to keep your secret, to be, to keep your secret. You took that away from me. So because now I'm embarrassed because I'm dealing with a man who got a girlfriend. Just say that I'm one of them girls who would never date a guy that has a woman. You basically raped me. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but I'm saying you took that, you took it from me, you took advantage of me and did that. And like, I be thinking like people who are not honest up front. What if that girl that instead of her calling me, she found my address, my location, and killed me or something? Because you see that a lot. Mm-hmm. I tell her. Because for one, I ain't know. And then she came at me calm. She just like, I'm coming to you because I don't know what's going on, but your number's in James' phone, and I'm trying to see what's going on. We've been together 3 years, and I know he ain't going to tell me, so I'm trying to see what's going on. I'm going to say, I didn't know he had a girlfriend, so let me just be upfront about that. I'm going to say, but yeah, we've been. He approached. I'm telling him, I'm giving her the whole thing because I would want that same. If I was a girl that called him, I've done that before. Mm-hmm. I'm never doing that again. That's my younger days. But if I was a one that back then when I was calling, I would want a woman to do that for me. Mm-hmm. Because that lets me know, let me leave alone. Because if he can mask that, and I probably would have never knew that he was married.
Never knew
he was married. I mean, going with this girl, and I saw it on social media, got married, or I seen him out and about, then that made me want to turn up. Because what? You play with me this long? You know what I'm saying? So, no. I'm going to tell her, like, what you do with this information, miss, that's on you. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you leave James alone, but this is this. And he came to me. He said he was single. But I'm going to cut James out because, bitch, you a liar. And I don't want to fuck with you because you could have been like, you give me that right to be like, I don't care about you got no girlfriend. She ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to kick it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a free meal. Don't take that right from me. So, in that particular scenario, I'm telling it. What about you?
Y'all know I'm going to be honest with y'all. I have to be honest with y'all. I have did both.
I have too.
It all depends on what stage I am with and the connection I have with said person as well as the age I was at. You know what I'm saying? Just say like now, at this age I am, just say like my man, right? If I found out, like if a girl called me, you know what I'm saying, and said like, hey, you know, Tyrone is my man, blase, blase. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Not going out in details, but bitch, I'm saying something. Because I'm like, because first, my heart going to be broken. Shatter. You know what I'm saying? Shattered because, damn, I'm thinking that he my man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coming to find out he your man, too. You know what I'm saying? So, at this stage, you know what I'm saying? I will say something.
But I said back then,
you know what I'm saying? But because I don't like drama. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like, you know, if you coming to me, come and collect, and you just trying to gather information because, you know, he lying to both of us and he's just trying to figure the shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we both in the state of like, damn, what the fuck is going on? I get it. You know what I'm saying? Am I finna be on the phone with you all night going in and telling y'all details? No.
We ain't friends, bitch.
No, we ain't friends. You know what I'm saying? We just fucking the same niggas. We didn't know we was fucking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going into details, but it's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You do talk to Jen? Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a quick little, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, yeah, me and him, you know what I'm saying? I thought we was in a relationship. I have no idea about you, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be something quick like that. I'm not finna be sitting up for, girl, we need to meet up and I ain't doing all that shit, okay?
I'll let you know, like, yeah, if she asked, the most I give her, like, how long y'all been talking, I'll tell her and leave it at that. And I'll be like, you, from my understanding, me and him were fucking around strong. Mm-hmm. What you do with that is on you. Like, the details are really not important. Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying? Because I'm listening at her details and what she says. Because you also have to pay attention because it could be somebody that's bitter. You know what I'm saying?
Or ex
that's trying to get him back. And she probably still got access to his information and got your number. And trying to fuck up what y'all
got.
You have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, be cautious of, you know, that because some, you know, women will do that. That's on some dumb ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, I'm not telling details, but I'm listening to her and all the shit she said. Because now, bitch, now my antenna's up like, how the fuck, you know what I'm saying? You give him a number. Listening. I'm paying attention to all that because in my head, I'm like, because she's a stranger. I have no idea of her you know what I'm saying? Because she could, again, like I said, he probably could have been dumped her, and she's trying to get all the information and fuck up.
So, you know
what I'm saying? You got crazy was at her. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, I'm listening to, you know what I'm saying, what she's saying, and I'm giving her bits and pieces to figure out, you know, so she can keep feeding me. So, in my head, I'm like, I'm putting together clues and, like, how, because I'm like, how do she know this information? How, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, that, but then I also have been in the, you know what I'm saying, the space where I went along, you know what I'm saying, meaning like, you know what I'm saying, now me and him not talking, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, that's just my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, you remember the one I said,
I done did it like two or
three
times,
you know what I'm saying, I'm like, you know, because in my head, and then, you know what I'm saying, it was one of the rooms where I'm like, I ain't finna talk to her about it, I'm just finna hear it and downplay the shit so she can stop calling my phone, but after she hang up, I'm finna call and go off on this motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? Where I'm like, I ain't finna get her that energy. Let me just, you know, downplay it. But I'm finna go ahead and go off of him and then cut him the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So, it's different instances with, you know what I'm saying, like, how well and close.
If I'm fucking with him and we've been fucking around, I knew he had a girlfriend and she called me, I'm player. I'm like, nah, I don't fuck with him like that. I'm just being straight up. I don't fuck with him like that because I knew what it was going into.
Yeah.
If it blindsides me and I don't know, I'm like, yeah, we talk, but like she said, I'm not going to go meet up with you and have brunch, try to call him on 3 and all that childish shit. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? But also, on the flip side, like you said, they could be the crazy bitch, I still don't want to fuck with James because I don't want to do that type of drama. I don't want to deal with that because if she crazy to do that and y'all don't fuck around, it's only a matter of time before she do something else and I don't need that type of shit. Get your ducks in a row and get your shit in order before you in my presence. I'm not finna deal with that. I'm too old. Woo-hoo! I'm too old to be worried about if we out and about and her homegirls falling so they can act a fool and cut up. I'm too grown for that. Been there, done that in my younger years and did steakhouse and did all that extra shit. I'm not doing that no more. Like, if you can't control your hoes and keep them in line, go on.
Go on.
And your mama folks,
go on. Go on. So, yeah, it all depends on what stage I'm in. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what... Like, if I was in my whole phase, I didn't give a fuck. I'm not finna see, you know what I'm saying? I have evolved. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been, you know, with us, but I have evolved. But in my whole phase, she know I was a fucking dog. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I'm single. I don't care what you got going on. All I need to know is that dick working, okay? Does that head work? I don't give a fuck. I don't need to know, you know what I'm saying, even your last name. Get the fuck away from me, sir. I'm going to hit you up when I hit you up, bitch, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't her no more. I'm soft.
She got a man.
You know what I'm saying? I got a man.
But I'm just saying, like, I ain't none of that. I ain't got no man. I ain't no dog. I'm just not with the bullshit.
I ain't got a man, ain't no dog.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just not tolerating the bullshit. Like, don't be calling me. Don't put me in no position where somebody feel like they can ever address me on anything. Don't be so careless to where somebody just get my phone up. Now, if they did some deep diving, whatever. But, like, don't put me in that position. I'm just not with the extra shit. I'm just too old for that shit. And I'll cut a motherfucker off even if I like you, if you bring that type of drama to my life. Like, I just don't want to do that because I know where it'll take me. And I know that once I go there and go down that rabbit hole, it's the pits.
Because for me, again, like I said, I hate anything where it's toxic and, you know what I'm saying,
we
are too motherfucking old. Like, if you know what I'm saying, bringing me any of that, when I say, she know, I'm a runner. So, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm, like, gone.
If you had brought her any of that, she would be running. But because she got a man, she won't.
She don't keep saying it!
After today, I ain't gonna say no more.
She lying.
But in the meantime, but for real though, like real talk, like we just back in the day, I entertained that drama and shit. I don't know why it was like cool because I had my
home girl
get hyped up and dumb and shit on that shit. But now where I am now in life, I just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Who wants to jump on social media and see some slugs or somebody screenshotting and your picture and shit everywhere floating around in group chats over some bullshit? No, not when there's somebody, a man out here who can bring me peace, and I ain't got to deal with that. Like, no, I'm not dealing with that. So, yeah, I've been a girl that was playing with it and lied, and I was just fucking on him. He probably just left my house. And I've been a girl where I was like, absolutely. Yeah. We've been fucking around because I was blindsided, and she needed to know. Like, nigga, you hurt my feelings and you broke my heart.
Yeah.
I'm finna tell this bitch everything she know because everybody finna hurt. Everybody finna hurt. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
And to be honest, let's be honest. The bitch who calls never leaves.
Ever.
When you called, did you leave?
Nope.
I ain't never called nobody because I know my dumb ass was still going to be with his dumb
ass.
And
I just called because back then I was really inquisitive. Yeah. I wanted to know everything.
Oh, yeah, she.
But now I don't care to know the detail because all I need to know is that you fucked him and you cheated. And that's it. The rest, I want to know everything because I just feel like, how could you do that? Because my mind wanted to know everything back then. But now I'm just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't need to. I'm pretty sure if you fuck, y'all done went out to eat. He done ate your pussy. You done sucked his dick. He done said you're not. You know, all that shit. It's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, you got a hold of my nigga, and that's what it is. I'm not calling no woman in this season of my life for what? Baby, if he gave you access, you can have him. Because the man I want ain't got no spur keys.
Woo! That need to be one of my quotes. I'm going to make that a quote, bitch. The bitch, you just made that up. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I like that. Boy, you been coming with me.
I have him
bitch,
now.
Bitch, for
but
real.
I'm serious, like,
the man that I love don't have no fucking spray keys.
Because if you ain't got no keys.
Baby, you better not have no spray keys.
How the fuck you going to get in my house? How you going to get in our house if you ain't got no spray key? The only way you can come in is if he open that motherfucker for you or if he give you a key to unlock that motherfucker. And mine ain't got
that part.
No access, baby. Denied.
Exactly. Because it's like, for me, I don't have no spray keys for nobody. You know what I'm saying? And the same way that motherfuckers are lined up in my door, I know they lined up in his door trying to come in. So it's like, bitch, I ain't let nobody else in. You better not let nobody else
in. That's it.
Only
way a person can enter your house is if somebody lets them.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers literally break your door down to come into your house unless you open the door. So, nope. But if you want to hear more about all this goodness, like, comment, subscribe on this video, share it to your friends, go over to our podcast platforms, subscribe, you know, leave a comment, you know, give us 5 stars, boost the 5-star chicks, okay? But in the meantime, between time, YouTube, we out, and she got a man.
Oh shit, when I tell you, I cannot stand Kiki to for the life of me. No, but seriously, I even remember, I'm gonna be transparent, y'all know I'm gonna tell y'all, I don't give a fuck. It was like, this is in my whole phase, and what me, and like, he was the homie though, like, and we both used to just fuck around, and I remember his girlfriend had called me, and she was like, you mess with, you know, and I'm like, I said, nah, I said, that's my homeboy.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And she's like, well, I saw that y'all would text each other, I love you and all this other shit in the phone or whatever. And I'm like, girl, I said, I'm gay. I like girls. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. I was like, girl, I said, I like girls. I said, I talked to him like that because that's my homeboy or whatever. I said, girl, my whole dyke at her in these streets or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm like, that was my homie. And I'm like, I didn't want his shit at home to fuck up because me and him used to, like, you know what I'm saying? That was the early 20 age. And I, like I said, I didn't curl, you know what I'm saying, what was going on. I was just at her just fucking. And I was like, because I looked at, he was the homie. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to protect him. You know what I'm saying? Now on that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
And I get it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Because y'all really were close.
We were really close. You know what I'm saying? We just fucking. Yeah. It was like a best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why my man can't have no best friend.
Exactly. Because it was like.
Y'all be lying, saying y'all best
friend. Yeah. Because remember he told me, he was like, man, you my best friend.
No, fuck we ain't.
Right. And so we was fucking. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was protecting him.
Yeah.
But then now that's why I'm like, I ain't doing that shit no more. Yeah. Like, I was on, you know what I'm saying, some young, dumb. You know what I'm saying? But again, like I said, you know, we live and we learn, but I sure did. So I was one that I didn't seem like a bird. I was one that I was protecting my friend. I'm like, nah. I'm like, girl, I said, I know every time that girl see me, she probably be like, look at her dyke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Oh, she a dyke.
Until now.
If she see you with you, I know you ain't gonna post your man.
Nah, he gonna post.
He gonna post you, but ain't the algorithm, whatever it's called.
Right.
Tell him, don't do no tagging.
Man, say I'm untagged like a bitch.
Like,
what
the fuck?
I could have
that conversation, be like, you just private like that, not that you ashamed
to hide another. So I had told him, because I even told, because when I told him, I was like, say, babe, I'm like, I'm not gonna, like, post whatever. I was like, I don't, you know what I'm saying, like, post any, I never post. I only posted one dude. I was like, I only post, like, if it's
engaged. And that was many moons ago.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, and he was like, he said, shit. Because let me say this. One thing that here's the thing, and I'm being so honest with you, that I get it, because it makes, you know what I'm saying, me love him more of when he said, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't care. That
he Wait, said, you said what?
I mean, man.
Go ahead.
I mean, that makes, you know what I'm saying, like, appreciate him more, you know what I'm saying?
Love him more like
you Love him more, you know what I'm saying? The fact that he said that he wants the world to know. Like, he was like, man, he's
because
he's like, I don't curl that nobody know. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, all them girls be after him on social media. You know what I'm saying? They they be on his ass. You know what I'm saying? They be like, damn, you know, oh, you so fine. You know what I'm saying? So I be seeing the comments shit. And so he, in his head, he like, I want them to know, like, they ain't got a, you know what I'm saying? I got a girl.
Yeah. Silence is golden. He ain't got to talk to them
hoes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, because basically he was like, I don't care what they post. He was like, you know what I'm saying, my woman. So I get what he's saying.
Yeah, but it still don't change the fact.
It still don't change the fact that I'm not posting. That's like, not trying to be funny.
Just,
like,
that's just not your thing.
That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying?
It never has been your thing.
I don't care. Like, yeah, he fine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But because as soon as I post him, bitch, I haven't posted a man in years. Every fucking body go on his page.
Am I
thinking? Everybody.
Yeah.
Niggas that try to fuck me, that used to fuck me,
family,
bitch, family friend, bitch, everybody going to that nigga page.
Everybody.
And then everybody is going to be, let me say this, they're going to be paying attention to everything he do and comparing it to, you know what I'm saying, all the shit that, like, I'm saying, doing, be like, girl, why he doing this? And he would charge me. Every fucking thing.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, this whole time she choose him and I saw him like, you know what I'm saying? Megan, stab picture, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I got shut the fuck up. So it's not
that that's what they do. They do that. Mm-hmm. Why he liking? Because we done did it. Mm-hmm. Girl, why this boy liking on? And like, I did see
exactly. Thongs, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's not the fact that I don't care if y'all see him because I don't mind showing his ass off. Yeah. She fine. She go. You know what I'm saying? But it's like. I don't want the...
That ain't not thing.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't
if
have...
If you see me with him, just know that's me. If he had a family gathering and take a picture of us, that's how you were seeing it. Somebody tag, but I'm not.
Yeah. But, no, I'm not finna be like, hey, this is bad.
Family, don't be going to add him on social media.
Because as soon as I post him, I tag him, bitch, friends, for everybody. Don't add my man. Family too, bitch, don't add my man. Like, for real. Because, bitch, Lisa, because if you don't see he got his shirt off and you like that picture, I'm going to fix my boy. So, bitch, don't add my name.
His shirt off.
All the fucking time. Like, so don't add my name. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, I'm just, like, with the, I don't have to, you know what I'm saying, show him off. You know what I'm saying? The people who know him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Other than that, like, the fuck I look like, be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? This is my... Bitch, I'm fine. Look at me. I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, to post him to say that I'm, bitch, I'm happy. I don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, knowing that, first of all, I was happy without him. That's, can we say that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that. Shit, yeah.
Everybody just going to be happy for you.
I know when it
they,
is,
whenever
but.
Whenever they find it. Sorry, I'm opening up peppermint. Yeah. If y'all heard that.
No. But I, and that's what I'm saying. There, everybody's going to his page. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Because as soon as he posts me and tag me, bitch, everybody's coming to my page. Because they could be like, who the fuck is
this
bitch?
Let me put your page on alert. Because, bitch, I got time.
You got time?
For any bitch.
Oh, no. I said they going to do that. Yeah, but I know they're all going to come looking. Yeah. Like, because, you know what I'm saying? Who is he talking to? You know what I'm saying? I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of them be like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, they be calling them they TikTok crush and all this stuff. Bitch, they, oh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he on TikTok?
Bitch, he on all of it. You know what I'm saying? So, bitch, you know the bitch on TikTok is aggressive as fuck.
So aggressive.
Aggressive. They be, ooh, I just want to lick your sweat. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, you so fine. Ooh, I need you to train me, bitch. When I tell you thoughts galore, you know what I'm saying? That's why he's like, he said, I don't care about that, baby. He was like, that's why he said, I'm going to post your ass. He said, to let you know. Because basically he's trying to let me know, like, I'm solid. That shit don't faze me. Like, you know what I'm saying? They been doing this shit. Like, I'm letting them know now. You know?
Said nothing new.
So, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. I like that he's wanting to do it for that to make me feel solid. Mm-hmm. But... he don't have to. You get what I'm saying? But I get, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me say this. It makes me trust him more because of that. Where he like, shit, I'll post you on, girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hide you from them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in my head, I'm like, nigga, don't do it.
Yeah, don't post
Don't
me.
Do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't
please
come
don't.
Come out to the girl's page. Yeah. Like, slap a bitch.
It's like, please come, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, you like somebody and he don't. He not giving you no attention.
That
way, like,
that's how people get followers. Because they want to see your every... Yeah.
So he probably do need to post them. I mean, no, you don't, please. But he don't listen to this. Anyway, I hope he don't listen to none of this shit.
He don't start listening.
I hope he don't listen
to
this shit.
Some of y'all shit. Crazy. I see, he be watching?
He watched some clips. That's it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, do not watch my shit.
Yeah.
At all. Because I'm like, especially
well,
old shit.
We ain't worried about nobody calling you.
Huh?
We ain't worried about nobody calling.
Yeah, that part. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole other thing. Bitch, I cannot believe I'm on this podcast talking about this man.
We just had a whole conversation like a couple of podcasts ago. I said, girl, it's going to be crazy when your story changes.
Baby,
my
ain't
tongue,
this battle,
my
bitch?
Ooh,
bitch, you right.
But then I say that
you
on
did.
The other one. Yeah.
You did. Can you say I'm going to have $1 million?
Bitch, I wish we both have $1 million.
Okay, no, not wish. Can you say we're going to have $1 million
by the end of the
year? I need you to say it with
conviction. You can't force me. It's not real. When I said that the last time, it was genuine.
Okay,
so what are we doing now? We don't. We're going
to the letter portion of the day. So if you would like to write us, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on Instagram or TikTok.
That's right. Yeah. So we have a DM question. They said, how do I bring my white boyfriend around my family who clearly are racist at times?
Ooh, shit.
I really love him, but I also love my family. He wants to meet them to take our relationship further. I'm so conflicted.
Mm. Want me to go first?
Yes.
Hey, girl. Thank you so much for writing us in. Ooh, baby. Listen, first of all, you just stepped out and you got you with the other meat. And I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody who treats you right, I say that all the fucking time. If he treats you right and he, you know what I'm saying, and you like him, go for it. Fuck the family and all that. And then also, Fuck your family. If they act like that, bitch, you ain't got to take them no family gatherings, bitch. Listen, if y'all don't accept my white meat, bitch, y'all don't accept me.
That's right.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? Because now he's a package deal, and this is my man. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna
respect that. That's like my, you know what I'm saying, man. When he come, you know, y'all don't accept him, bitch. I'm not coming. Because I don't care what color he is. Like, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, if this is somebody that I love, if y'all cannot respect him,
right,
I'm not coming at all. This is somebody who I choose. You know what I'm saying? I then accept all y'all fucking low life fucker. You know what I'm saying? Boyfriends and husbands, these all these fucking years, and they ain't said shit. I respected them and played with them in games and did all this other shit.
Give me the shit. Same thing.
I need that same grace. Just because he's not somebody that you would choose, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, it's somebody that I choose. So respect me and my decision of my white man. Okay?
I agree.
You feel me?
Everything Chaucer said, if they can't, I feel like you need to go meet with your family. Like, I want my boyfriend, I want y'all to meet. Be like, and I really want you, because I love y'all and I love him. I want y'all to meet him. He is white. But I don't want y'all to be disrespectful, because anytime disrespect, I'm not coming around. Mm-hmm. And if y'all love me, that's what y'all say. Y'all gonna respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably if he come around, they make them little white jokes and stuff like that in a playful way. He probably ain't gonna care, but if they're just being ugly with it, like anytime something happened in the world on some racist shit, then that's terrible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know what I'm saying? Even if I don't agree with interracial dating, I'm not gonna ever disrespect somebody who's, they got not gonna know that I don't like that, because it's not for me, even though that's my feeling or something, it ain't for me to project on them. Even though I'm just saying, I used to be bothered by growing up for different reasons, but now I'm like, whatever, I don't give a damn, that's your business. But I'm just saying, like, long as you ain't, if it ain't remotely impacting me, I don't care. But I think you should have that conversation with them, and depending on how they answer, determines on whether they get to meet them or not. They be like, why you don't come around? Because Jacob can't come around, and y'all, we'll package deal, and he treats me right, I love him, and they say if your family ain't act right, create your own. Especially, you know what I'm saying? Same thing will go for Jacob's family. If they some racist sons of bitches, I would expect for him to hold you down the same way that I'm telling you to hold him down.
Their part. Yeah. So, again, just because I, like, you know what I'm saying, I have family members, and if, you know, just say, like, one of them is with a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? I used to date drug dealers, so I understand. But, you know what I'm saying, in this space, I would never, you know what I'm saying, date one now. However, I'm not finna project it on a cousin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, that's her decision.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking in real life, because you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna, because that's not my decision. I'm not finna be like, girl, I want to be a random, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, allow people to be them.
Absolutely.
And don't project how you would handle certain situations onto other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, like you said, create your, let me create my own happiness over here. So whoever I choose, this is who I choose to be happy.
And let me be happy, because if you love me, you want me happy, whether it's with Tom, Dick, or Harry, or if it's with Trina.
Yeah.
Whoever. Now,
you know what I'm saying? I always say, don't judge, you know what I'm saying, who the person or, like, skin color, not but judge that character. So if he over beating on me and causing harm, then, you know what I'm saying, come in some other shit. But, you know what I'm saying, don't, like, if I didn't clearly say, and y'all clearly see he's making me fucking happy, like, come the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I'm with a fucking Kermit the Frog or some shit, bitch. Let me in Ribbit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, hop out or some shit.
Shut
you know
up.
What I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, don't project that, don't do bullshit. That.
Yeah, I agree. So I hope that it works out for you, girl. Okay. We're going to our next topic. Go ahead.
So our next topic is, you know what I'm saying, stop playing with folk, man.
Man, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on,
boosted voice. Come on, man. Kiki, what are we talking about? Stop playing with folk, man.
I'm saying, I told Charles, we need to tell people stop playing with people, man. Stop playing with people's feelings. Like, if you know your intentions aren't pure when you go into a situation or relationship with somebody, leave them folk alone. Leave them alone if you ain't finna do right. You know what I'm saying? A certain celebrity couple are separated.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, I don't think that's what she wanted anyway. I think she just did what was norm for everybody. And then after being with somebody so long, and it could have been an internal battle where it's like, I love him as my friend, but I'm like, this ain't what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. So when I read that, I was like, yeah, people need to leave people alone, because you got people that just come in and disrupt your life for no reason. They know they have no fucking, they know their character. They know that after a couple of months, that sheep gonna come off and that wolf in the sheep clothing gonna come off and that wolf gonna come out. And it's like, why do people like that? Do people know the damage that they cause interrupting people's lives? How long it take a person to heal from the hurt of somebody that they fully trust because you betrayed them? I say go up to a motherfucker with your true intentions. I want to fuck with you, but I can't tell you that I'm gonna be right. I had a history of doing some shit when I'm in a relationship, but I'm not saying that I can't change for you. But right now, I like you, and you know what I'm saying? I want to see if this can work for us. If a person tell you that shit, then it's up to you to decide whether you want to move forward or whether you want to be like, boy, if you don't get your crazy ass on. But I'm like, people need to come with warning labels. Prescriptions say, oh, you're going to feel so much better, but they say it may cause diarrhea, headaches, you might get pancreatitis, you might get cancer or something. They tell you that, but it's still a gamble you take it, you know what I'm saying? So I think people should just be honest. That's what I'm saying. Stop playing with folks' mind and lying, giving people what you think they want to hear and who they think that you want them to be. When your authentic self could be something they can't accept. What you think?
I fucking agree. I think why a lot of people play with people is because they don't really know exactly who the fuck they are.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many people out here grown as fuck, 30s, 40s, 50s, and still don't know exactly what they want and how to truly get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people want, they can say they want a healthy relationship, but they don't know what a healthy relationship looks like.
Right.
They can say that they want, you know, to be successful and, you know, just say like, podcasting, but ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, or be, you know, successful in nutrition or something. Hey, you did any research? Hey, you right. did, you know what I'm saying? So people can talk and say what they want all day, but they don't really know how to do it or taking steps to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I didn't preach on this podcast for 3 years of me wanting a healthy relationship, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't look for the right signs or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I said that, this is exactly what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? Even if it took 3 years to finally now, you know what I'm saying, to choose that, it's like, know who you are and stand in this shit and don't accept nothing else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, they will say they want something and they will accept something else. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like they'll get something for the time being.
Yeah.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? She probably wanted that, but it's like, but I also, you know what I'm saying, on some selfish shit, I also want a baby, so I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? And I also want the image of, you know what I'm saying, this, so I'm going to do this. Even though I really do want, you know what I'm saying? So people will take you along on their journey of them playing with themselves, and you're just, you know what I'm saying, in their little bag while they going to the park, you know what I'm saying, playing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I told you, y'all, on the last podcast why I'm so fucking scared, because you never know. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying?
Like, with you getting with somebody new, what journey they're on in their life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they could be on a journey where they're probably still in love with somebody, mm-hmm. and having to, you know what I'm saying, now they're trying
just
to
move on.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't really, if you you really truly don't know. If you ain't never met these people, friends and family, and they somebody totally new from out of town, you know what I'm saying? Like, my dude, you have no fucking idea. That's why I say a lot of shit could be scary. You get what I'm saying?
Is.
And so, because you never know what journey they're on, you don't know what games they finna play with you yet. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, you never fucking know. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be wanting to wait on moving a lot of different ways, because I know I'm truly coming with true intentions and I'm truly coming with exactly what I want. You know what I'm saying? If I'm choosing you, you don't know what the other side, you know what I'm saying, what he got over in his hand on the table.
Thanks.
And I don't know what, you know what I'm saying, if that's a heart or if that's a gun ready to shoot. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I be so fucking cautious, and that's why I tell you my emotions, because, bitch, you fucking don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you could be, like you said, that she wanted that. He could be wanting something. You just
never know.
It's a scary feeling. That's why I said, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm going to go with the flow and try to, you know, but you it's a never knowing until, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, when some people, that's why I be wanting people who really truly know they self. You know what I'm saying? Like, I truly, truly know myself. And so that's why I stand firm in the decision where I'm like, nope, mm-mm. Because I know that ain't going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, you know what I'm saying? But some people, if they haven't really taken the time to even really, because you can be 50 years old and still not know who you are.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really sat in their own shit and know, you know what I'm saying? Be like, you know what? I really don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or I really not like, when you study for something, you know what I'm saying, you have to read all the books, you have to do all the research and all this stuff. A lot of people haven't even did research on themselves.
Yeah.
And study themselves. Meaning, like, you know what? All this shit didn't work out in the past, but trust me. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because do I like something else?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Do I need to be going another place? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, people haven't had real conversations with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we say had an uncomfortable conversation with each other? A lot of people haven't had that uncomfortable conversation with, you know what I'm saying, their self.
Uh-huh.
Meaning like, damn, okay, if I said that I want to get active. Damn, bitch. Have you been eating right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Have you really been, you know what I'm saying? Like, have you been doing some active shit? Have you been, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's about checking yourself. Because when you check yourself, you find out, okay, bitch, okay, you know what? I do need to do this. And it'll really, you know what I'm saying, tell you what path you go on to find exactly who you are. When you find out who you are, you're 100 more times lucky, I mean, better to find who you, you know what I'm saying, who you want.
Yeah.
But if I'm over here, if I'm all confused of who the fuck I am as a person, everybody is going to get shot with my bullets because I don't know who the fuck I am.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, that's why I say I want somebody who's solid with they self first. Because if you solid with yourself, you can be solid in your decision with me. But if you confused over there, you will pick any fucking body. You know what I'm saying? And so, when people, I don't care money, success, fame, they can have all that. Mm-hmm. You still cannot know who the fuck you are. You get what I'm saying? That's why I always say I just want somebody who know exactly who they are so you can make the best decision of choosing, you know what I'm saying, me. And so with that couple that you said, again, somebody can be famous. They can be rich. They still won't know who they are.
You don't. You know what I'm saying? You just never know people's intentions, man. That's all I got.
Come on, man. But you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, that's why I always say, like, I need somebody who for real know who they are and got goals for they self and shit before you come over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree.
I'm being honest. Like, so when you come over here, you can't, like, present me with goals. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, my man, because you keep on saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be like, hey, no, what we gonna do is we go, you know what I'm saying? Like, come be some shit where I'm like, so let me know the journey that we're going on. So, you know what I'm saying? I can be like, I can roll with that. I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? But you come up here like, shit, I don't know what we finna do. Shit, what you finna, you know what I'm saying? Like, because as much of a leader as I am, I love to just sit back. What we doing, babe? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna help us get to wherever journey is. And I, you know, I got, you know, ideas and I got some shit, you know what I'm saying? But however, I want to hear it from you first. Where we going?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, okay, well, I think we probably need to get on this bus and go to that path and then jump on that plane. So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I got you, but let me know that you have a plan for us. Because if you don't got one, then I'm up here in limbo like, what the fuck we doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So that, but anyways, you got something you want to say about that?
No.
Well, City Squad, y'all know what time it is. Random. We got something random for you. Random. We got something random for you. Yeah.
What's your rando?
My rando is, I want to give a shout out to Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Like, listen, because now a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, was mad at this man for leaving, you know what I'm saying, you know, the HBCU and going to, you know what I'm saying, Colorado University or whatever and taking them, you know what I'm saying? But however, that black man is doing it. When I tell you, okay, you know how much I like Kobe?
Yeah.
I was a Deion fan first, that before Kobe. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. So I was like that, like the same way I had the Kobe, it was Deion.
I like his shoes.
It was when I had met him in person that I had stopped liking him. So I was so much of a fan of his, and I thought the world of that man, right?
Yeah.
So I had a part-time job when I was in high school. I think I was a junior or a senior at the Galleria Mall.
Yeah.
And him and Michael Irvin was walking in the Galleria Mall or whatever. And I had saw him, and I was like, oh, my God! You know what I'm saying? Now, this rap Deion, he had retired or whatever from football. And he wasn't doing anything related to football, any of that. And so, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, huge fan of his. I used to, you know, have his posts, do all that. Yeah. And I ran up to him. I was like, hey, Deion. Because I was a senior.
Yeah.
I had my senior book because I had it with me. And I was like, I said, Deion, can you please sign my book? Or what if I said I'm a huge fan? And he looked at me and he was like, nah, baby girl, I don't do none of that no more. You know,
it hurt your feelings.
It hurt my feelings to the core. Now, I can respect it. You know what I'm saying? Because he was in a space of he had just left football. He wasn't, you know.
He didn't want to be
famous. He didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, not famous. I think he just was in a space of, like, I don't want to do nothing related to football. You know what I'm saying? I get it. However, me being a huge fan, who's to say I'm going to ever meet him again in life? You know what I'm saying? He crushed my fucking spirit. You know what I'm saying? I was a fucking, you know, teenager. And I'm like, I just need to shoot. You know what I'm saying? You just saw my book. His pictures was in my fucking book.
Yeah.
I just wanted his, you know what I'm saying, his signature. It was like, the man that I, you know, worship and shit is right here. You know what I'm saying? So, for that. But there was some, you know, high school stuff. But me as an adult, I just want to give a shout out to him and him doing his motherfucking thing. Like, he done brought, you know, both his sons on their team. And, you know what I'm saying, as it's not too many, you know what I'm saying, black, you know what I'm saying, coaches, head coaches, you know what I'm saying, the black quarterbacks, his son, a quarterback, you know what I'm saying. I was watching the game, my boo, you know what I'm saying, because I don't watch, and you know what I'm saying, I just, because, you know, I'm a basketball girl.
Yeah.
I don't watch football like that, but, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, my man's into football, so we was watching the game, and bitch, they did, they motherfucker. I was like, bitch, I was hyped. I'm like, I'm going to tell you about it, what happened, but the way, you know what I'm saying, he has taken, you know what I'm saying, over the college football and the fame and all that shit of bringing all of that attention and that money to it, you know, them like, it is a beautiful motherfucking thing.
You ain't been on the internet to see his little thing where he was talking to him and he said he really he could never be an NFL coach because people who have money don't listen. He said, but these kids are impressionable and they really, you know, they want it. It was really deep. And I got to find it. Then he had one when his mama was there and he was telling the team.
I saw that today. Yeah. He sent it to me. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, so. Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
So yeah, that's my rando. It was just, yeah. I just want to give a shout out to Dion.
Yeah,
what's your rando?
How do we know what sounds dinosaurs made? Because in the movie they always say rah rah, but how we know they do that? And we was not around. Did they make, who made it up? That dinosaurs make those sounds when they coming? We don't know. We weren't there.
You be on some deep shit.
Yeah,
cause people wasn't around.
Okay, means all them dead. So who said that that's a sound that dinosaurs made?
Mm.
We don't know if they barked, if they meowed.
They could have talked.
Or they could have been silent and didn't say
They could have talked like us.
So who said
Bitch, that? You on some deep shit. Like you be smoking weed or some shit.
Yeah, like who said
it's
that?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's my locks.
Okay. Yes, the locks.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you've been on some deep shit. That's some shit that bitches with locks will say. You know what I'm saying?
You're so dumb.
No, for me, that's some... No, because as soon as you said it, in my head, I'm like, humans wasn't around. How the fuck do we know?
And so everybody, the kids, when they playing with dinosaurs, they be like, rah.
Yeah.
Maybe they feel like
I think
a
that's
monster,
probably the sound. I think it's just sounds that we think they, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
That is some shit
maybe
to think about.
Maybe like monsters, and they're like,
rah. Yeah. But who's say what monsters?
Maybe they weren't even like they didn't attack people. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We weren't there. We gotta believe what somebody's telling us.
Yeah. The unknown shit. What is your song of the week?
I'ma dedicate this song to 702 Irish. May she rest in peace. So I'ma just pick Stilo by 702. You know what I'm saying? May Irish rest in peace. She's with her twin now.
Mm.
And I heard she was battling something. She's no longer suffering, but it's still sad because she was so young.
Damn.
43.
Rest in peace. God damn, man. My quote of the week is, avoiding people for peace is self-love.
I agree.
Let me repeat that again. Avoiding people for peace is self... I'm sorry, self-care. No, I just said self-love. We say self-care on this paper. Some people be thinking they're like, oh, okay, you know... She's, you know, like, just like even with you, when you say, I just need, you know what I'm saying, to get in my space, and I just need, you know what I'm saying? It's just self-care.
Yeah.
I'm not over here like, damn, bitch, I still want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, bitch. Do self-care and get yourself together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to avoid people. Or I got to go to every event. Or I got to show up. Or I got, you know what I'm saying? If you need that time and that space, you know what I'm saying? Do that for self-care.
Yeah.
Some people need, you know what I'm saying, it more than others. You know what I'm saying? Let them have it. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, I say this all the time. Everybody don't handle shit the same way. You know what I'm saying? Like... You know, so sometimes you do have to avoid certain people for self-care. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, and also, if them same people that you're having to keep avoiding, it's probably you need to make a shift and a change. Because why do you have to keep avoiding that person? You know what I'm saying? That means it's something. Just like if you had a friend, you'd be like, I got to keep avoiding that friend because I'm getting my... Why is that a friend?
That you got to avoid them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why is that considered a friend if you have to always avoid that person?
Yeah.
That's some shit. You probably need to reevaluate your circle.
I agree.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyways, you got something you want to say?
Nope.
Well, Silly Squad, please go ahead and go over to, YouTube and subscribe. Also, please go ahead and go over to, you know what I'm saying, our TikTok, our Instagram, and all of that, and follow us. And, you know, and we out.
Peace.